to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Edna J. White, and I am your host on Keeping It Real on Purpose, where our discussions challenge your everyday thinking, create new habits, and end your limiting beliefs around your life, your self-worth, your relationships, and your business or career. Today, I'm so excited to announce our new sponsor, who brought this radio station to you today. It is Vibro Infotech LLC. We are sure you're very busy, so we're going to cut to the chase. We can support you and your company to focus on what you do best while we provide top-notch accounting, bookkeeping, payroll services, and now business loans from $1 million to $500 million. Just contact Shankar, the CEO and the president, at 1-315-314-4264 or email him at Shankar, S-H-A-N-K-A-R, at vbrointech.com. Get the accounting services done right and the business loan you want for your next project. Remember, call 315-314-4264. And tell them that Edna White sent you. Now let's get started on today's show. I'm so excited today because I've been working on this new idea that I have. You know, I'm always having these ideas, audience, right? I am now doing this segment. This is the second of I don't know how many pieces, but I'm just going to keep putting it out there. But it's the second episode. And it's called Elephant in the Room. Okay? Now, you are definitely intrigued now, right? Definitely. So, this is going to be talking about those things that we fail to talk about and that we don't want to talk about. And we hardly hear on radio. We hardly hear on podcasts. We hardly hear on YouTube or television. But we're going to talk about them today because there are so many issues that we don't talk about and we need to talk about. And you know that my services and my work that I provide to my clients is around their limiting beliefs. As a life purpose performance coach, I believe that when you do not take care of life's issues that have affected you, your life's traumas and life habits and life patterns, it affects every part of your life, your financial life, your personal life, your love life, your business life. It affects those four areas totally. And in other areas, it even can affect your soul life, which then infects your spiritual life. Now, I've been working on this, part of what I'm doing. I don't know what it's called, audience, but hang in there with me. Okay, so I've been thinking about and working on limiting beliefs, right? And I started thinking about this a long while ago for myself and how, as a Black woman, as a woman, as a mom, a single mom, as someone who has experienced abortion, as someone who was really discriminated against from jump, you know, from first grade, okay? I've been thinking about those things that impacted my life and how feeling those things and going through those things changed me. And then I started thinking, hey, I'm sure that me as a Black woman, other Black women have experienced it. So I started poking around and trying to figure, you know, talk to people about this. And, you know, not many Black people are willing to talk about this. Not many Black people are willing to open up the elephant in the room. And as Black women, we do not think that we're allowed or given the right to have great wellness. Because let me just say this, wellness is number one. Wellness is very, very, very important. And that plays a whole big scenario on those four areas I told you about. See, we live in an exciting time, and the times that are happening now is very exciting, yet very, you know, you have to be very mindful and conscious. And self-care and meditation, have almost become like the mainstream. Now, as I was talking to someone last night, I was telling them that we get prayer and meditation completely confused. They're two different things. And as Black women, we are not open enough because we're still in that daddy's little girl syndrome. And I know what it feels like to grow up in a toxic household. And I know how it feels to grow up needing fatherly love. But I also know how it feels to be able to understand what God encompasses and that he's bigger than what my thoughts are. And I learned that along the way that I am one with him. And we experience, Black women experience tremendous anxiety that's never dealt with. That's never, let's go to the counselor and talk this through. Instead, we're told to drop to our knees and start praying. And in all essence, we don't know what prayer is. We don't know what to pray for because we haven't forgiven ourselves. We don't know what free will is because we're listening to somebody to do something that we don't even know what to do. So being surrounded by all that toxicity, I learned or I adapted into my life that anxiety and depression were normal and were natural parts of my life. And the mental illness and suffering was part of a Black woman's life. That's what I learned. And I unlearned that very quickly. You see, I internalized the pattern so deeply that in my 20s, I thought feeling suicide, thinking about suicide, it's normal. I contemplated suicide. I executed suicide. It just didn't happen, but I did. And I thought it was normal. And I just got up and dusted myself off and thought that that was all that needed to be done. But as I carried along in my life, I found out that committing suicide stopped, or planning to commit suicide stopped me from gaining opportunities, seeing opportunities being presented to me and not being able to receive because I was unworthy still in my 30s and my 40s. So when I started my healing journey, I was insatiable for information about how to transform my negative, self-limiting beliefs and heal from my past. And I must tell you that my healing journey started at 18, stopped when I got into the religious sector or to church because, and that was 29 years I served in the church. I never received any healing. I received a Band-Aid, and still underneath all of that, the pain, the negative self-talk, the self-limiting beliefs were festering and becoming this boil that made me unapproachable, made me someone that had no voice, that couldn't create a conversation, and limited me on all the opportunities that were available to me. So I was able to transform my negative, self-limiting beliefs and heal from my past.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on Hero.co for more information.
I noticed that for the large part of my healing, as I learned, I like to share, I didn't hear other Black female voices as part of the conversation. I didn't know at the time, but it was a lack of understanding for these Black women because they were in the religious sector and they believed that give it to God and it's supposed to dissipate into the air. And boy, did I learn hard that that's not the space for healing in your life. Black women across the country and beyond should start creating a space for healing their lives. One overarching theme that I've encountered time and time again is that Black women feel they don't deserve the right to heal. And in that, they don't deserve or they should not pay someone to heal. They should go to God or let me just say, no, not to God, excuse me. They should go to the church and listen to someone and they should preach that out of them. And that's not how it goes. It didn't go that way for me. And I'm sure for many others, it didn't go well. We need to make space for that. We need to, women of color and Black women in particular, need to be in the healing arts. We need to learn how to allow ourselves to heal. We need to take care of ourselves because we take care of our lovers, our husbands, we nurture our children, we grow our businesses and our careers, but when it comes to our personal self-care, we somehow draw the line in the sand. Many black women I encounter suffer from superwoman syndrome, which affects all women. However, black women experience it in a very unique way. You see, the superwoman syndrome is pretty much what it sounds like. We're expecting to do everything and do it all well, and then at the same time, to prepare healthy meals, to raise intelligent children, to be sexual goddess, to clean the house and do all of it without complaining. You know, who could keep up with that? Black women are taught historically, socially, on TV, movies, and literaries that we are to be strong. We're told to be strong. Oh, that's a strong black woman. I remember when I went to China and I was wearing, wearing shorts. And so we were walking in the one of the alley fronts, and there was usually food and vendors all around. And so one of the vendors is really close to us. And close to me as well. So he ran up to me, ran around the counter, and he touched my legs. And he said, "Very strong legs." And I was like, "What?" You know. And although he meant it as a compliment, I just said, "Oh, thanks, you know, for calling me strong." You know, I kind of added a question mark to the end of it. But the insidious part about this is that it implies that our strength means we can take more pain. Black women are all about half as likely to be prescribed pain medication than whites are, because they're offered holistic helps. You know, they're offered holistic options, whereas black women are given, "Oh, take this medication." And we lose our voice. We don't voice up when we go to the doctors. And if we don't ever go, it's because we don't know what to say. You know, we don't want to, you know, we don't know what to say, or we don't speak up for ourselves. Thus, we don't have a voice. Black women don't have a voice. And when we have a voice, we're angry because we're not healing. We're not making place for healing. So where our communication is not complicated, and our communicating with other people is effective and efficient. Black women are also about 3 to 4 times more likely to die of pregnancy or delivery complications than white women. Why? We're not given those same medical options as they are. But these are some of the factors and just stats. And I don't want to get into stats before I get into that black women don't feel that they have the right to complain because they've been given this oracle of black women are strong. And thus we have this B-I-T-C-H face. And we sit there and we have, you know, we can't smile. We got to have this, you know, strong shoulders. And when we get home, we are so tired and so sick and so in pain that we don't even sleep well. You know, I was so very thrilled to see Ayanna VanZant on television taking care of our black women. And how she's, you know, would say that you need to take care of yourself and have some self-care. But instead, people that did not understand or were rebelling, they said, "Oh, she was full of herself for saying this or that." But you know what? A lot of that was truth. And if we start living in truth about what things really are, we wouldn't be too quick to call things, "Oh, she's full of herself." A lot of times we see people flourishing and doing things. When we rebel against it, we criticize. When that shouldn't even been the place that, or shouldn't even be set in the air for us to even say. Because listen, when you put something into the air about someone else, regardless of who they are, you set it in motion, and you guess what? it just doesn't rain over them. It rains over you too. So think about what you're saying as a person, black or white or anyone. Think about what you're saying, what you're pronouncing over everyone else, you know, and your judgment. Look back and see if it's now falling on you. See, I want to be in the front row of that self-love revolution, you know. I want to be on that self-love journey. I want to release all the guilt. And I want our black women to release that guilt and take care of themselves. So healing is our birthright. It's taking immaculate care of ourselves. And guess what? It's not an option not to. You see, women, black women, white women, anyone, are the ones who will heal the next generation and move us all towards the next level of consciousness. But guess what we got to do? It's our duties to give space, time, and to prepare for that undertaking. And how do we do that? Well, we have to meditate, right? And we have to get ourselves right on the inside. Our inner energy has to be so right. Now, there are a couple of areas that I'm going to cover, but not today, that the limiting beliefs of black women, and you all can comment and you can send me information if you want to add to the list, because it might be more. And I'm going off of some, statistics, some medical findings, but I'm definitely looking at myself as a reflective mirror on what I was affected by. So let's take it from one step at a time. So I did talk to you about wellness. Another area that women, black women, are limited in is sports. Another area is money. Another area is poor body image. Another area is racism, diversity, and discrimination. And still another is history of stereotypes. Religious beliefs, which are the whole slave experience and the lies that were created to keep us in bondage. Yeah, that's heavy. We don't want to accept that one. The Jezebel stereotype. And just for the black community in general, the impact of centuries of unaddressed trauma and the ongoing social injustice that impact us. And, you know, very, very well now, and even that we inherited, you know, our culture that's shaped by trauma, you know, symptoms of PTSD that don't get addressed like they would for white people. You know, we don't address them. They're not addressed by doctors. By us, we don't accept that they lie in our life, but they do. And listen, the best way to address a question, address something, is admit that it is there, so you know what you're dealing with, and so you know how to deal with it, and then you know how to solve it. It's just completely false that we have to ignore something and it'll go away. Completely, whoever told you that you give it to somebody, or you take that and you take the idea that you have something and you give it to somebody else, or you put it in the air and you throw it up. Well, guess what happens? It's like confetti. You put it out in the air and it comes right back down on you. You have to deal with it yourself. You have to work on it yourself. You know, parental issues that were, you know, inherited. You know, we have those things. But as these stories unfolds, right, and how our past affects our future, we have to be able to be in the present and be mindful. You know, as we're starting families, as we're, you know, getting to professions and careers that, you know, affect other people, as we talk with other people, converse with other people, create circles and friendships and relationships, we have to be mindful and we have to be inward. Because healing and repair has to begin with us. And it has to be acknowledged, it has to be investigated, and have to take some patience, but it also needs a safe space, and we have to allow that. No one else gives us the right, you know, allows us. Oh, well, do you give me consent to heal? Nah. You give yourself that consent. The very thought of religious, you know, black people serving other people in your spiritual journey is spiritual abuse. Yeah, we don't want to talk about that, but it is. And I can take it from my experience of being in a church that told me what to wear, told me how to act, told me who I could speak to and couldn't speak to, told me how much money I had to give to them and how much, you know, how much money I had to give to them, told me I had to, what I could do and couldn't do with my family, told me where I could not go, had so much implications of slavery. Because I was broken, I never saw it. I never looked at it. I never saw it until I was able to see it, till I was able to, you know, stand out of myself and look and say, wow, this is what's happening. There's no way that someone should be telling you or orchestrating a way to create dogma and brainwashing that you are being told how to have a relationship with God or spiritual experience with the Almighty. No one should be giving you instruction to do that. And that's why we get so tricked out of time, out of experiences, out of memories, because we're broken and we're not given the instruction by the hospital, which is the church, to say, listen, you don't need to be here every Sunday. You don't need to be here every Friday. You need to go to the psychiatrist and you need to work on this here. You may need to do this. If you would like, I have someone within the organization that is a doctor, that is a psychiatrist, that's a specialist in that area. But it doesn't happen. We end up marking time, stepping in place, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, being not rejuvenated, but reinforced to do their desires and not the desire that is in line with what the spiritual life is all about. So your spiritual relationship, guess what, is all about you and whomever you call that link to the omniscient is. So no one has the right to tell you how to do that. Because 9 times out of 10, they probably don't know either. Because they haven't tried, because they're just repeating a pattern that somebody else kind of told them over centuries of their own trauma and their own hypervigilance. So this is just another little snippet that I, you know, came up with that I think, well, I thought I wanted to tell you, and I believe that we're going to take each piece of those components and take a deep dive into them each week And I think I'm going to go with Theoretical Thursdays for this and talk about the elephant in the room. I really thank you guys for listening in today, you know, what I had to say, and, you know, keeping on task with me, because you guys are doing really amazing. Thank you, audience, for being there for me and supporting me. And please, you know, after you finish listening to this, share this with someone. Send me an email, EdnaJWhite11@gmail.com. Send me an email. Tell me what you thought about it. If you enjoy my show, please rate and review us on Amazon, because we're on Amazon now. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Rate and review us on Anchor.fm. And be sure to come back next week for a discussion. Until then, this is your host, Edna J. White. And don't forget, go for the joy. Life is here for you to enjoy today.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.